Okay, now you're recording.
Now the actual starting. You are listening to 90. I was going to say another station. You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. This is now the start of the Stupid Dumb Show. Ignore that first part because it didn't exist because it wasn't being recorded. And now I'm flailing my fists around in anger about myself.
Didn't even exist in the proper timeline.
There was no... Yeah, it was before 8.
Well, it was in the AM.
Oh, it was at 2012 AM. Of November 9th. I'm unsure how that happens. But somehow it does that. Now I have to look up the lyric now.
Yeah.
I thought I did.
It's always better to measure twice and cut once.
That one guy said that.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, that seems like a simplistic song. Yeah, I think I'll play it.
All right.
This is Graham Coxon and in a song entitled What'll It Take? Right here on WNRBLP.
What it takes to make you people dance.
First off, what's wrong with you is you keep repeating everything, and then it sounds like he's going. He was chickening, playing a game of chicken with himself.
That seems to be hard.
He got on his own shoulders. He went back in time and found one of himself.
Oh, see, I was thinking like he got in front of a mirror and just started running at it and waited to see who got all the way first.
Oh, I was thinking a little more complicated with maybe a couple of portals where he was on top of himself. I don't know how that would work. That'd be very awkward.
Won't you just fall forever?
Not if... Mate.
Because he'd have to be on his shoulders, above him, and he just... Whoop, 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 and...
Yeah.
That'd be awkward, too, because he'd be just grabbing his own legs and trying to stop falling, but all he can grab onto is himself.
Grabbing himself, you say? By his legs, that is.
Mm-hmm.
He's grabbing himself on his legs. Somehow. In a way that does that.
I have no idea what flavor this is.
Purple.
It doesn't taste purple.
Green? Is it green, red, and white?
No, it's like purple and white with a little tiny red stripe, but... kind of chewy.
I was going to say the Black Plague next.
You could.
You just unleashed the Black Plague.
It could taste like the Black Plague. We don't know. Might have been delicious.
Well, I would mostly think that I would not want to put my mouth on some of those rats, which is how it was spread around ye old Europe.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
I don't know.
It's Tchaikovsky.
Oh. It sounds a little more jazzish than Tchaikovsky would.
Well, if you want to look at the ID3 tags, sir, ID3 tags don't lie.
Unless you tell them to lie.
Especially that one time where I renamed some Backstreet Boys stuff as Rare Britney Spears and put it on Napster. It got downloaded a lot. Mainly, halfway through the download, they would all stop. Because they would realize what it was. And I'd feel very good about myself. I helped stop the spread of piracy.
I probably just made someone mad for about a minute, and then they actually got some Britney Spears.
Yes, but back on the 56K modem days, it took 20 minutes to get halfway through there. So, I'm mad for a minute, but the delayed anger. That's the way it's going. I think we're doing decent.
Yeah, it's going.
Hasn't been all that amount of time, but maybe a half that so far. No one knows what I'm talking about or what I'm pointing at.
He's pointing at a lie.
Now I'm currently pointing at myself. Oh, well, if you can tell, that's from 6 minutes to 9 minutes and 30 seconds. So
no.
3.5 minutes. So far, we haven't hit the point where I said we would fail and just play more music. Apparently, we're attempting to talk a little bit longer this time than previous.
Pretty much 90% of our listener base has demanded more talking.
What? 90%?
Well, maybe like 75%.
Okay, that seems about right. I don't know why people would want that. I hear myself talk all the time, and usually that gets very, very boring.
Yeah,
that's why I nap.
That's why I just don't talk.
Unless I'm found talking in my sleep, napping is when I don't talk. Of course, I don't have the same disease as someone else, and if they stop talking, they die. Just like a shark. They'll get the reference if they listen to this ever.
Which they probably aren't.
No, never. I'm not sure when anyone else is going to show up for the next show. I assume it's still on. I believe it is, but that could change.
I hope it is, because I'd be disappointed after bringing materials down for it.
Yeah, me too. But he's not listening. So we could talk about... Well, let's not talk about that. It's good. Nice rage.
Leave it a surprise.
The SS Rage-mobile will be here.
I'm drunk on Rage-a-hall.
I can't live without my rage. Oh, Rage-a-holic. You did that backwards.
I don't even remember where that's from.
I'm a rageaholic. I can't live without my rageahol. I've read that somewhere else, and I think it was the Bible.
It's possible.
I guess I'm not going to get any more further into that one.
This is getting loud and intense.
There, I'll take care of that. Maybe that's still a little too loud.
I don't know.
Quick poll. Is this too loud?
No one's listening. Doesn't matter.
It's like the sound of... We are the equivalent of a tree falling in the woods where no one's listening.
Or one hand clapping.
I was going to say that one, but I thought the tree falling in the wood was no one listening. But
see, I think they both made like a...
But does it exist if no one's there to listen?
Mm.
Yes, because you can go see the tree fall the next day. And as I was previously showing, I was clapping with one hand. It's very airy sounding. But that's what happens when you got mad skills of stupidity and idiocy and rampant moronism. But that's just me.
That is just you.
I will fight you for that one. Oh, 9 minutes, I think?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my foot itches. Oh. That itch. I scratched that itch.
Just be thankful you weren't rubbing your leg in fiberglass. So it itched like crazy.
Last time I was around fiberglass, I wasn't around it.
Been insulating the attic.
Again? Or for the first time?
First time, the guy who had the house before. I'm pretty sure his insulating the attic was, I have sheets of cardboard, I'm going to nail them over the entire wall.
I think plastic peanuts would work pretty good. Just throw them up
there. Just fill the attic with plastic peanuts?
Yeah. That would work.
As long as you didn't want to store anything in the attic.
You store your plastic peanuts. But now they put those little airbag things in bags, and that's not half as... You could pop those and scare your cat, if you have a cat. You'd probably scare your dog, your ferret, a couple of species of birds.
You could probably fish. You could probably pop that underwater and scare fish.
Wouldn't the sudden air pressure just, like, break their face?
I don't know.
And then they go belly up?
Don't know.
Or is that just when you shoot guns into a confined space? I think the Mythbusters did that with a dead fish, but they found it ruptured when they shot a shotgun into a tank. Or they put one of those stickers on there that shows a G-force.
Oh. Oh, so the pressure change from a shotgun is so great it crushes.
Yeah, it'd probably blow your eardrums out if you're under there. Under the water, or in the water. Not under it, because then you'd be under the tank of water.
Under the sea.
It's, hold on. Hold that thought.
Under the sea. It's better downwards, wetter, take it from me.
The seaweed is always greener in someone else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that's a mistake. Just look at the world around you. Right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you. What more is you looking for? Come on, Disney!
Well, what do you expect teaching a crab to talk?
Lobster.
Was he all... Yeah, it's
been Oh, come on!
It's been a long time since I've seen those movies.
He says something about, darling, it's better down where it's wetter.
Take it from him.
Up on the shore, they work all day. Not me, sister. Why? I'm going to close that tab. That's just bringing me shame. Look, 10 minutes.
Half that time is pointing out how long it's been.
Okay. I don't think 20 minutes will work out in this time. Or you think it is?
I don't know. I think it's going pretty well.
Okay, let's see. That's a little bit better.
Yeah, I have a theory that the most diverse squirrel population to exist anywhere is in Wausau.
Squirrel population?
Yes. More specifically, in the area of Marathon Campus.
Scrolls.
Yes.
As in parchment wrapped.
No, up. No squirrels. As in furry little varmints.
I thought. Yes. And I said scrolls a couple times, and you said yes each time.
Well, the first time I heard you say squirrels.
I thought I meant scrolls. And then parchment rolled up, and then you read it, and it's like, hear ye, hear ye.
And then you give it some acorns, and then.
Somehow you give the scroll an acorn.
Yes.
And it eats it and then flies up the tree. Wow. This is like the...
No, but...
like the telephone game, but it's only two people. And I have your voice directly into my ears. Maybe this will help. I'll turn up the gain on that. But now I want to talk softer. Now I want... Yeah! Yeah.
There's an albino squirrel over there somewhere.
What if it finds... I forgot what I was going to say.
An albino chipmunk?
Well, that would just be impossible.
A red squirrel, a gray squirrel, a black squirrel, a rat-tailed squirrel.
A rat-tailed squirrel? Is that with the fur all shaved off?
Yeah, pretty much. It's creepy looking.
Is it a separate species?
I think it's one born of anger.
How do...
not its own anger, but another one, squirrel's anger at its tail.
Oh, does the tail fur ever grow back, or is
it... No, it's gone forever.
Oh, poor squirrel.
I just always assumed it was mean and angry.
Probably can't climb up trees very well with the balance. Because those things flop around. I'm thinking about the Conker's Bad Fur Day, where his tail just kind of flops around.
I've actually never played that. I know it's supposed to be a fantastic game, and I just never played it. I don't think I had the proper console at the time it came out.
N64? And Nintendo 64.
I might have one of those still, actually.
I do have one. The proper...
I have an N64, but I don't necessarily have any controllers or the power cords. What's going on here?
I don't know. This is Battlestar Galactica. I don't know why there's singing in it. I'm going to change that one, because I don't like it.
I concur.
I'm going to change that one, too. I'm going to change that one. I'm going to use this one. This one seems appropriate! While I'm screaming. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
After this song, then,
give us a call! Tell us what you think!
Whoa! I'm not answering! You'd have to answer.
What?
I'm not gonna show you how to use the phone either. You have to answer, and then figure out the phone.
I'm betting on two things. One... No one's listening. Two, no one knows the number to call in.
Also,
because we don't tell them.
Yeah. Well, I won't scold you on the air. Like I did there. And then I referenced it. It wasn't really a scolding. It was more of a, you know, you can't really...
I'm curious about the bounds of that.
Oh, I could show you some paper.
Oh, I've seen that stuff around here. I just never really gave it too close of a look.
Yeah, if you're really insistent on learning. You can leaf through it and pretend you're like, oh, well, isn't this interesting? And throw it away.
Yeah, it seems like the rules for being on the radio are pretty straightforward of don't be a jerk.
You can do more on commercial radio than community radio like this.
Hmm.
There's more rules and regulations. Usually on commercial radio, you can do anything except really like curse up a storm. Now on satellite radio, rules, what are those?
You're paying for this service out of your pocket. So, yeah, they can do what they want.
Essentially, you're paying for the service if you buy a radio.
I mean like a satellite radio.
Oh,
because don't you have to subscribe to channels or...
Yeah, you can get certain ones. Or you just get them all. And stuff. I don't know why I'm looking at this stuff.
I don't know, my car stereos have just advanced to the point of CD player without a jack to plug in a MP3 player.
Didn't you have an...
I had an 8-track
one.
No, I never had an 8-track. I had cassette players in my first two cars.
Hmm.
And cassettes to play in them.
Why did I think you had an 8-track player?
I have an 8-track player somewhere, but it's not like a car-mounted car stereo one.
Then I don't know what I'm thinking about. Interesting, if true. Okay, we're going to take a 2.5-minute break, because that's how long this next song is.
Okay.
It's the Propeller Heads with Props Got More Skills.
Bye-bye.
What am I doing here? This is WNRBLP.
That was Michael Winslow doing that with his mouth.
All one person. That's how it happens. When you got mad skills.
You may better know him for his role in Police Academy. Police Academy 2. Police Academy 3. Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol. Police Academy 5.
City Under Siege.
And Police Academy 6.
Mission to Moscow! This is all from memory. Never saw Mission to Moscow. Was it one to go down to Miami?
Yeah. I thought, yeah.
Wait, 3 was Citizens on Patrol.
Three was Citizens on Patrol. 4 was Miami? Or was 5 Miami?
4 was Miami.
And 5 was City Under Siege.
Assignment Miami Beach? I have to look this up now. This is important information that everyone wants to know.
I was watching Beetlejuice again for the first time.
The movie?
Yeah, last night. Yeah, that was last night. And I didn't realize that was a Baldwin in the movie.
Oh, the main guy.
He's too non-portly to be a Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin?
He's like a skinny little wee man.
Oh, I think we referenced him like a couple weeks ago in The Shadow.
Oh, yes, we did.
He knows what lurks in the hearts of men. Probably blood and other ventricles. That's what lurks in the hearts of men.
Ventricles and blood.
Yes, I have a couple ventricles.
Maybe some aortas, too.
Only a couple of those. Whatever happened to Steve Guttenberg?
He won the Goody and then he retired.
Well, it seems like that's all he could ever do. That was made for him. Where are the rest of the Police Academy movies? Come on! Police Academy franchise. That's what we're looking for. Wow. Guess who was way off?
Both of us?
Yes. Police Academy 1, Police Academy 2, their first assignment. Police Academy 3, back in training. 4 is Citizens on Patrol. 5 is Assignment Miami Beach, which I got that name correct, even though it was the wrong movie. 6 was City Under Siege, and 7 was Mission to Moscow. And there's going to be an 8th one in 2014?
I remember hearing rumors about that.
Better have Michael Winslow.
I think they got Gutenberg out of retirement for it.
Last I saw Steve Gutenberg, he was in an episode of Party Down.
I've seen like an episode of that.
It's a little bit different than what you're normally used to, but once you start getting the humor of it, it's really good.
Is Adam Scott in that?
Yes. Then after that, he went on to Parks and Recreation.
Yes. I just caught up on that this week. And I forgot how good he is at looking at just staring at the camera completely dumbfounded.
Plus, he's a super nerd.
Yes.
I think last night he was rambling about...
See, I didn't watch last night's episode yet.
Star Trek to someone, and then the camera pans to him and he stops. I think he tries to hide it, but everyone calls him a nerd all the time.
Yeah, there was that one time when him and Tom were having lunch with that TV host, the recently divorced TV host.
The lady one?
Yes, not Purd, the other one.
Oh, she has her own book club.
Yes.
I can't think of
anywho, Tom was trying to get her to leave and go away. So he's like, just start talking nerd, man. He starts talking about Star Wars, and she's like, I don't know. It works.
I should try that. I don't know when. Everyone I hang out with is a total nerd. Ugh. I just got disgusted by that.
Oh, Lucy Lawless is in this season, too.
Ron Swanson's, I don't know if I want to say it.
Lady friend is the term I would use. I think that's the term he used.
If it's good enough for Ron, it's good enough for me to use, even though you said it. Ron Swanson.
Bring me all the bacon and eggs you have. Hold on. I think you might have misheard me. I didn't say bring me a lot of bacon and eggs. I said bring me all the bacon and eggs you have.
He has a picture of a standard breakfast on his wall. Like bacon, eggs, sausage.
For a while, he had a picture of a dark-haired lady in a dress holding a plate of breakfast.
Oh, breakfast food is so good. Okay. I just was daydreaming about breakfast food. You going to another one of those?
No, it's the same one. It's just I kind of sealed it up so I could put it down. And
I think those should be called death sticks.
Actually, I'm going to have some of this other one because it snapped off. So I'm going to see what flavor it is.
Okay.
I don't even know what they are. I assume they're some sort of fancy awesome candy, but that one tasted kind of weird.
Did it taste like mothballs and old lady perfume?
No. Although maybe it did. I've never eaten that combination of items before.
I think I put a mothball in my mouth once, thinking it was something else. It didn't end up too well. I threw up.
Ooh. I think putting anything moth-related in your mouth would make you throw up.
Like a moth?
Yeah.
I think I could swallow a moth while it's alive.
What's the chance that you'd throw up immediately afterwards?
99?
See,
I could do it. I don't know how long I can keep it down. But if I swallowed a butterfly and it started flying around in there, now that would be a little bit awkward.
Would you start freaking out?
Yeah. And then my feet would get cold. Well, they all do the same thing, cold feet to butterflies in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I probably get a cold sweat. Vertigo. You feel... No.
Narcolepsy?
I could deal with narcolepsy. I don't know why I'm checking out the ground. Like I was going to roll up my coat and take a little nap.
Some voluntary narcolepsy.
I could... Oh... I always want to fall asleep at the times I'm not supposed to. Like, if I lay down on the couch and I want to take a nap, 25% of the time I won't be able to. But the rest of the time, 15 minutes, I'm done.
Hmm.
Usually, sometimes I take a nap at 8 p.m. at night and wake up around 1 and I'm... Ugh. Then I do have to take something... to make me knock out to go back to sleep because it's not going to happen otherwise. And I just went into a horrible accent that I'm continually using. And I don't know. This is what happens when the talkie starts.
I rarely nap. I have a hard time falling asleep unless I'm completely
beat.
Tuckered out.
Beat. maybe that's not the right word. Beat.
Tuckered out, worn out.
This pen is just unruly.
You could kill people with that pen.
Well, I could kill
by people. Dropping it lightly on their head.
This thing is almost as long and wide as an 8x11 piece of paper. And it's just... it's too big for my hands.
Well, you do have tiny T-Rex hands.
I don't know why I went with that. I'm an idiot.
Let's take another little break here.
Okay. How about... I want to check the lyrics. Yeah, even though it's...
See, I would assume that's fine. I just...
Well, it's a time that you would assume. Just like my whole theory about Kids Bop. You assume that Kidz Bop would not have swears in it, but the time you wouldn't check is the time this is going to be littered full of swears.
It's like they're covering NWA and they just decide to go with it.
They woke up early at about noon, just had to get to Compton soon. Okay. This is Weird Al with Alimony, I assume.
By request.
Quests. Right here on WNBLP.
That man is a national treasure.
He once went to find the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. And it was wonderful.
He once moved to Albuquerque.
Now we're going to have a Weird Al off?
I hope not, because I have about three more things and I'd be done.
He used to smell like Nirvana.
He used to be fat.
He used to be... Oh, no.
He got fat by eating it.
Oh, no! He took that one from me. Give me a second. I can think of something. By eating lasagna? He had the one... Did the La Bamba song and...
Yes.
Lasagna.
He once got lost in Jurassic Park.
That he did. He ate a lot of my bologna. blowing it.
He once started a computer processor company.
Is that all about the Pentiums?
Yes.
He once had a whole bunch of Oreos. Where he did the covered, not really covered, but the right stuff by you kids on the block.
Yes. I think we're pulling from the opposite ends of the Weird Al's timeline.
Well, I've been going.
You're going forward. I'm just kind of picking around. He once lived with and enjoyed living with the Amish.
He sold a couple things that he found on eBay.
Oh.
Were you thinking about that one? Or did I steal it?
No, I wasn't, but that's a good one.
I can't go until you go. Unless you pass, and then I get one, and then I win.
He once wrote a moving ballad about the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, he once ate a lot of Rocky Road ice cream because he loved it. He loved Rocky Road.
Yeah. I might be done.
I have another one I just thought of.
Because I think I've done, I can't think of anything else without just dipping into things from the movie.
Well, to put the nail in the coffin then, he once played a lot of Twister. And I think you're done for then.
I think I am, because all I can think of now is like the medley of pop songs you did in a polka style.
Oh, those don't count. Canadian Idiot? He sang about those guys.
Oh, no, I'm done.
Okay. I have two up on you then. We'll have to continue this next week. You learn up on Weird Al.
No, we should just pick a random group each week as we're playing songs.
Would have to be something we'd both
have some knowledge of.
Yeah, you can't just go. Okay, I can't pick. Yeah, because Weird Al's usually bigger than life, and he has come to the Wisconsin Valley Fair twice.
Oh, I was not there either time.
And guess who was? Me, with my mother. And it was great. It's something the whole family can love and enjoy. Sometimes. If you have a family. I don't know what made me. I don't know why I said if you have a family, and then I pointed at you. It doesn't make any sense.
I have family. Every time I take a bite of this thing, it just confuses me more.
Does it taste like charcoal?
Mm-mm. No. It does not.
Is it made from dust and moisture? That's one of those horrible candies.
No. Tamarind? Is it tamarind? No.
Well, there was a website that, like, awful candy.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was dust and dust and moisture was an example of some horrible candy. That's the only thing I can remember through there, because it was the simplest, and it sounds like it would be awful.
Just like the cinnamon challenge.
Tablespoon of cinnamon?
Supposedly that can kill you.
What about a gallon of milk?
I think that's just going to make you throw up. Because cinnamon is like one of the least absorbent substances in nature.
Ugh, worse than caffeine?
Yes.
That's what I thought. So it's 8:46 p.m. Is this experiment taking a dive now?
I don't know. Kind of hard to tell. Especially since we may not ever get feedback.
Yeah. This episode will probably be good later. As in, not right now when you're at home and you've had a drink or two. Or 10.
A adult beverage?
Oh, yeah. If something had contained a little bit of alcohol in it, then after a little bit more than the breaking point, this episode might sound very good.
Mm-hmm.
You'll enjoy it as much as I do.
You will realize us for the geniuses we are.
Yes, geniuses! Genii?
The smartest people in the room.
Well, there's not really anyone else in here. Unless there is.
There's a lot of people in here.
Getting sick of Tchaikovsky. I'm going to delete them off there. There's a ton of them on here.
Why do you like Tchaikovsky so much?
Well, I had it as some background music, and then I just added it all together. So, sayonara, Tchaikovsky.
He didn't understand that.
It's because he's dead. Dead people don't understand that much.
See, I was going to go with because he's Russian and you're speaking Spanish, but...
He probably knew Spanish. That's a common colloquialism in English, is say sayonara.
But was it during the time of Tchaikovsky?
When did he live there, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Around the time of the Steel Barons.
What? With steel?
Around the advent of electricity.
1840 to 1893. He 53 years old.
Oh, maybe.
It's probably the sugar plum fairies that did him in. He was boom, sleeping boom, and they came boom, around and boom, 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 took some of those plums boom, 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 and boom, 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 bludgeoned boom, his skull in. And that was your fractional history, apparently. The sugar plum fairies killed Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Looks like an eye.
They also killed Peter and the Wolf and Peter Pan. And Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I cannot disagree, as I have no reference of information. It's not like I have the whole of internet in front of me. It's just my laziness is getting in way of my fact-checking, so I have to say that is true. Wait, didn't he write Peter and the Wolf?
I don't know.
I want to say yes.
Did J.G. Thirlwell used to work for or with Nine Inch Nails?
I think with a couple of times.
I saw he remixed some of their songs way back when.
It's James George Thirlwell. But, yeah. Yeah, he was hanging out with him. He produced numerous pieces.
Oh.
Producer. And then he went ahead and... let me see if I can find that real quick. Because... mentioning J.G. Thirlwell means... means this. The Warped Carousel off the Venture Brothers soundtrack.
This is at least the second time I've listened to this today.
I don't think it's enough. You must listen to it more. More until your ears bleed, and then your eyes fall out from listening. Not very far from my ears bleeding out right now.
Could I have my eyes fall out, my ears bleed? Wait, is that what you said would happen? Okay, never ears mind.
Just replace your ears with your eyes so you can see out sideways like a salamander would, and then you can hear forward like...
Or a fish!
A zombie. Oh. Zombies have those fish sound... No, I don't know why I want to keep saying zombie. Fish have their nose in front, or ears in front, and then fish are on the side.
I don't know.
Or is that just certain types of salamanders?
I'm going to go with salamanders.
Usually salamanders are associated with fire magic. Because I played Secret of Mana.
How about your better salamander knowledge?
I think you can pull off a tail and it'll grow back once.
I thought that was geckos.
They're salamanders.
Actually, I think it's a lot of lizards.
But
the tail that grows back isn't as maneuverable. Like, they don't have as much muscle control over it.
They need to splice some genes with an octopus. But they don't need eight tails. So.
To make a hydropus?
Yes. Each time you cut one off, two grow back.
You just end up with a ball full of suckery tentacles.
I need to get an octopus, cut off a couple of those legs, and just keep feeding it food, and then I have an endless supply of tentacle cereal. Because you cut off the suckers.
Duel the squid. Calamari.
Ooh, I'm going to get a... But I want to get the big squid that was in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Then you could eat like a king. Captain Nemo goes out and battles it with his mustache.
Did Burt Reynolds and Tom Selleck show up to help him?
Yes, they both gave the squid a headbutt. Somehow their mustache is now on their forehead. I don't know anymore.
My brain just froze up.
Yeah. We could always jump into another song break.
Yeah, we could.
We could, but I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. This is Black Rebel Motorcycle with Cold Wind.
And WNBLP. Yeah.
Black Rebel Remote. Ring, ring, ring. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with Cold Winds. That was dedicated to the month of November when the winds are blowing and they're cold.
It's the month of Movember. It's supposed to be growing mustaches for...
Looks like you shaved yours.
Well, no one else is growing any, so I'm like, okay, I'll go. I didn't know. I thought no one else
this
was.
Actually, this is more lazy than anything else. But yeah, this is what I was planning all along.
Oh, no one else was, so I was like, I'll cut it off. I'll join supporting men's illness.
You're pro-illness?
Everyone else is.
Suckers!
I succumb to peer pressure.
It's just like someone in Marathon City would do.
Mm-hmm. Just sirens going on.
Oh, can you guess where this is from? You have like 9 minutes. As the song is 9 minutes.
Oh, no, I'll guess in a while then, because I don't know right now.
Yeah, this intro part doesn't really help. It no helping much. People out in Radioland can't hear that this song is actually in stereo and it's going back and forth. Since we broadcast in mono,
high-tech mono.
Yeah, one channel of 6 watts of power.
Barely broadcasting to the station.
Broadcasting off of Mosinee Hill? In Mosinee! That's just south of Rib Mountain. You know, the littler hill back there? That gets made fun of by Rib Mountain and or Granite Peak, whatever its name is now.
I can't hear the station from my house.
No one can. Sometimes you're behind a very large building, you will not hear it. You might hear some station in La Crosse with their million-watt radio station that goes all across the world. There used to be 500,000-watt radio stations that would hit like a good section of the U.S., so like a good quarter.
Like regional broadcast hours?
Yeah, that was great. It was great back in the 50s when they had that. I remember it like it was 60 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds more familiar now, but I'm still not sure.
You got a ways to go yet. 7 more minutes. Less than 7 minutes. Oh! You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. This is a super dumb show, the top of the second hour of just crazy talking stuff and maybe some songs playing. Woo!
Ooh.
So,
I see the road construction's done around here. At least the few roads I travel in this area.
Bridge Street has a little bit on there.
You
didn't go down Bridge Street now,
no,
did you?
No, I came down W. There used to be, like, between Quick Trip and the edge of town, like, a bunch of stuff torn up. And
Oh, yeah, that'd still be W. I like where W means WW.
Where Eli's Mile High Club used to be?
That's another couple miles southward. North or dead?
No, that's where that happens. It's on that corner.
Wasn't that... No, that's a... Oh, that's one of the W's. I'm thinking, yeah, that'll work. WW.
Oh, that's right, because, yeah, it kind of hits up, goes over, and then it's...
Yeah, I keep thinking the one that's further away. I don't classify that first one as WW. Because I'm an idiot. Because I can't read. Because my mother said not to.
People in Star Wars can't read.
They can understand Wookiee, though.
Yes, well, that's not... That's not reading.
Well, I saw some text once, and it just looks like squiggles, and looks like it was written in Asgard. There's a Stargate SG-1 reference. You nerds, especially you nerds in Marathon City.
Oh, a friend of mine, his brother works on the Stargate.
The real one?
Well,
maybe. Oh, yeah, you referenced that the Cheyenne Missile Complex like 2 weeks ago on Conversation Digest?
Could be.
Or just afterwards. I can't differentiate when talking on the air.
I can't differentiate what I tell people at any given point in time after I tell them.
Do you have to retell them and then have them say, you already told me that?
Sometimes.
Oh, that's been happening to me more lately. I think my brain is dying. Or it's slowly not living anymore. I'm stupid. That was dumb. Mm-hmm. Now what?
I don't know.
I have 50-some minutes to kill.
Wow, that's a lot of time.
You and your idea.
Well, it wasn't my idea. The listeners demanded it.
The whole listener did.
Like, three of them.
Three of them?
Well, if you put them all together and combine their, like, average their time listened versus an episode, it's really probably like a tenth of a listener.
Those jerks. Well, usually there is a talky part, and that would be the, like, maybe 2 minutes every 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's usually some talky part starting at around 10 p.m.
Yeah. We're just kind of trying to wrap up the glass minute or two.
The glass minute?
Glass minute.
I don't know why I keep thinking glass. Or maybe it has to do something with the scrolls. Scrolls. Jittery little scrolls. That's called a callback. If you were listening before, you know what I'm talking about with the scrolls when they get their tails bitten off.
You know, nothing sells me more on a TV show than when they call back to things. Like, this happened one episode, two seasons ago. Here we are referencing it for half a second.
I think a couple weeks ago you mentioned a cat's name. In the Venture Brothers, Mr. Mostly Mittens?
Yes.
And every so often, I'm like, Mr. Mostly Mittens. I just keep thinking about it. And I think it was three of his paws were white, yes. And that's it. And that's about it. I think it's a cat.
I think he's only in one episode.
Let's see if I can find a picture.
But he is dead and stuffed on the mantle.
Oh, I just typed in Mr. Mostly and then...
Mittens?
Mittens just came in by itself.
Google knows what people want to search for.
Was the cat and best friend of the monarch accidentally killed by henchman 21, who was never discovered to have done so? He reliably fetched rubber bands thrown by the monarch. His taxidermist treated remains are in the middle of the dining room of Mr. and Dr. Mrs. the monarch. That's a great name. The only problem with that show is they don't pump out episodes fast enough. But then I don't think the quality would be there.
Yes and yes.
They leave you wanting more. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Anything on the song yet?
No, I kind of forgot about it.
Oh, it's... The song's called Why So Serious.
Oh, I've only seen that movie once.
The Dark Knight. Not the Rises part.
I'm going to go against popular opinion here and say that wasn't that great of a movie.
I thought The Dark Knight was better than The Dark Knight Rises. Maybe because I like the Joker as a villain more than Bane.
Oh, I haven't seen the new movie yet.
Oh, then what are you talking about?
Oh, wait. Then I don't know what I'm talking about at all.
The Dark Knight's better than The Dark Knight Rises. I've never seen The Dark Knight Rises. I'm
really
going against popular.
The newer Batman movies, I was more impressed with the villains in the movies than the movies themselves.
Well, the Joker made The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, the Joker. They could have named that movie The Joker Show, and
it would have been great. It was The Joker Show. He's going around making pencils disappear, stabbing people with knives, throwing girlfriends out of buildings. Because he said, let her go, and he's like, hey, you had a poor choice of words, and then he did.
And the Scarecrow from the first one.
He wasn't that bad. I thought they did a very good version of him, even though he kind of turned out to be a comic relief.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he had a horse breathing fire.
Well, that's because he had
it's still horse breathing fire. It's almost as bad as a flesh-eating horse.
Flesh-eating horse. Where is that from?
I know where it's from originally, but I don't know where I keep remembering it from. It was one of the Trials of Hercules. He had to clean out the stables of the flesh-eating horses.
From the TV show or just Greek mythology?
Greek mythology.
He's probably in the TV show, The Legendary Journeys.
But it's not. It's neither of those places where I'm remembering flesh-eating horses from.
What if it was a zombie horse, like in Game of Thrones near the end of the second season?
Spoilers.
The walking walkers? It's been out for almost a year. I don't care. You haven't seen it by now? Whatever, I do what I want.
I think my favorite part of that second season was the Siege of the City, where they were coming in the water and attacking.
Oh!
And was it
the Battle of Blackwater Bay?
Yeah, was it the dog or the hound? What's that guy's name?
The hound?
The hound. And how he's like, all that fire is there, and he's just like, well, nope, never mind, I'm done. See you guys later. Fire bad.
Well, that's how he burned his face somehow.
Yes.
But the best character, by far, and I think we might have had conversations about this off the air, but it is Tyrion Lannister, the imp.
Yes.
They could just have him going around doing what he normally does, and I would watch that show. He could just sit there and just be reading a book and then, like, what is this? He gets angry, and I'd be happy watching that. They could have just a camera of him sleeping all day, and it'd be better than most shows. That'd be kind of creepy, though. I retract that statement about him having a TV show just watching him sleeping.
It's like that episode of Adventure Time where Jake thinks he's the Gold Gobbler or whatever that thing was.
I don't think I saw that one.
He's like, I think I turn to this thing when I sleep. And Vince's like, no, man, I watch you while you sleep. Well, that's kind of creepy. No, man, it's not. When do you sleep? Justice never sleeps.
Oh, that show's good.
Doo-doo.
You know where this is from?
No.
I don't know why I just turned in the game like, guess this song!
Guess this instrumental soundtrack piece from some movie.
X-Men First Class.
That was alright.
I thought Magneto stole the show in that. In there. He's just a. He had a bad attitude and he was angry. I wanted to say something else. It also started with BA. Where he's going after those Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey. I don't know. I think we hit another wall.
Someone remixed the this movie's trailer to be like a 60s TV show.
Didn't you show me?
I don't know. It was like
the Breaking Bad one last week.
The Breaking Bad Mentos commercial?
Yeah. Okay, which other one are we supposed to be playing?
There's like two there that are Ramon songs. There's one by MTX and one by the Ramones.
They don't have the S's in it, do they?
I don't know.
I said swears. I want to be sedated.
Oh, no. I'm 90% sure that one doesn't, and I checked the other song because I was unfamiliar with that song. The other song does not.
Well, I'm going to check this one. Actually, it's hard to check a cover.
Well, it is just the Ramones and that song.
That's what I'm checking. Sometimes the cover can be just a little bit different.
And I can't really think of any swears in any Ramones songs.
Okay, that's MTX. I want to be sedated.
By request.
Request. And WNRBLP.
Airport, put me on a plane. Hurry, 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 before I go can't control my fingers, I can't control my brain. Oh no, oh, oh. I wanna be sedated, nothing to do, nowhere to go. I wanna be sedated, just put me in a wheelchair, get me to the show. Hurry, 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 before I go, go, go. I can't control my fingers, I can't control my toes. Oh no, oh, 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 oh.
MTX, I want to be sedated by the world famous The Ramones. The Ramones. That was awful. I'm sorry. The Ramones?
They're delicious.
This song's called In My Bunk. It's Firefly.
It? Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Jane's going to be in his bunk. Hopefully some people get that reference. I don't know why I'm forcing it out now. Now it sounds like he's up to some mischief.
Wearing a hat.
A wink. I don't... Wish I wouldn't have said that.
Wink.
Well, you can't really... You do the wink over the air, and no one can see it. Because it's... Obviously, it's just audio. Audio. I need to get this ready for some reason. I'm going to do it right away.
Uh-oh. I'm thinking of starting a garden.
Ooh, wrong time of the year.
I know, but I got the idea like this week, so... I'm not going to... You know, I won't start it now, but...
You could only make a grow room in the basement.
Good.
For tomatoes.
Basement's kind of filthy, though, and no sunlight, so...
You can grow mold down there.
I think that's already being taken care of.
You can cure diseases by the mold in your basement.
Just eat it at random?
Yes, just like mushrooms. Like I always do when I'm hiking. This mushroom will cure my soberness. Crunch. Dead. That was me biting into a mushroom and dying.
It got rid of your soberness.
Yeah. In extreme way. X-T-R-E-M-E. Extreme.
Like a pterodactyl?
With the silent P?
Yes.
I didn't know where you're going, so I saved myself by saying silent P. I think that's a rapper. Silent P?
I think it's Master P.
Close enough. I'm getting ready some stuff for the potential next show, which is Conversation Digest. Thinking it's still going on, haven't heard otherwise. I don't know why I got extremely happy saying that.
I know why you got extremely happy saying that. Yes.
Because it hasn't been on in 2 weeks. Supposedly, we were supposed to have the Halloween episode last week, but something fell through, so no...
Are we supposed to get a costume for that? Because I have some costumes on my car if we need
You really it. Did? You brought some?
I kind of threw them in my car on Halloween, and they've just been sitting in there since.
Well, then I have a costume right here. It consists not of socks.
Well, this.
Headband.
Are you going as 80s exercise guy?
I could. Or 90s exercise guy who's stuck in the 80s. Or ahead of his time 70s exercise guy. Seemed like an overkill of statements. But I do have a headband.
Could be a drummer.
I'd have to be shirtless then. And no one wants to see that.
Then you could be Randy.
Well, I'd really have to push out the stomach. Then I'd... Actually, I'd rather go with Smokey with the white cowboy hat on then.
But then you'd have to work and, you know, all that goes.
I'd be working for the Dirty Burgers. Be wanting some Dirty Burgers. Which are just hamburgers. I think. Aren't they?
Barb.
He was making them with...
Barb.
Phil Collins makes them.
Barb, those are my emergency cheeseburgers.
Randy's always eating the cheeseburgers.
Driving them on in that gut.
Oh. He has his shirt off no matter what. And I don't know why he does that the entire time. It's a pretty good joke. No matter when, shirtless.
So many things I want to make a comment on about Randy, but...
You can't?
Can't. One of my bosses, his name was Randy, and at some point in my head, I started calling him Bo Bandy. No, it never slipped out.
Oh, that would have been great. Probably ask you, what'd you call me? I'm guessing he'd do that because it's funny.
He might have even been okay with it after the explanation, but probably not because of who Randy is in the show.
Oh, Randy on the Trailer Park Boys. If you are familiar, and if you're not, then it's your loss. Of stuff. Oh, now no one's on the live stream. Maybe they got sick of the whole Randy conversation.
Bo Bandy.
I think they did. Now a different IMP address is on there.
Burb!
I don't know where this one's from. I don't know why I keep...
we're hunting you down if you're listening to us.
We're coming for ya.
No place to hide.
We're already in your house.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, well, we should probably get that out of here then.
Well, this isn't a house.
Oh, well, it could be.
You could live here. There are bathrooms. It's a two-bathroom place.
Just keep swapping back and forth between them and no one will ever know you're here.
It'd be pretty hard to hide during the day.
Oh.
Just keep the upstairs one locked. Wittenberg! I mean... that's the place Shakespeare was talking about in Macbeth.
Wittenberg.
Did those English types pronounce it like that?
Possibly.
It itched the ear. I don't think I have an inner monologue. I just itched my ear and said, I itched my ear.
I'm thinking about burritos.
You already had a burrito.
Yeah, it was good. I kind of want another one.
They're closed.
Possibly.
Or they close at 10.
I have no idea. I don't know when
the mall closes at 9.
Well, then they're closed.
There's another place open, but that's...
It'd
take about 10, 15 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be worth the rushing. So those are best consumed while relaxed. So you can taste
what you need to taste instead of just
inhale.
Throwing it down. Okay, inhaling. I was going to say throwing it down your throat. That sounds bad. It's the implication. I don't know what I mean.
See that, whatever drug company invented Viagra?
Didn't they lose a patent?
Yes, they lost their patent in Canada.
Canada!
They weren't being speedy with their disclosure or whatever they have to disclose. Or they're like beating around the bush with like letting them actually know what the information was. Hi-yo! So yeah, the Canadian Patent Board rejected their patent, so now I guess anyone who wants to can just make Viagra.
I'm gonna make Canada. Some. I'm gonna go to Canada and make some Viagra. I don't know why I did that. See, if I can find another one, it'd be great.
My fantasy football team is starting to resemble last year's fantasy football team.
Getting hurt and dying? Not yeah, dying.
Well, yes.
Now that is a sound effect, sir.
One of my running backs broke his hand during practice.
Oh, you're talking about that the other day. May I even go as far to say that was Darren Sproles?
Yes. Yes, you may. One of my running backs who was injured a good chunk of last season has apparently re-injured himself. And also a shout out to the guy that lost to Bauman.
I like the picture that goes along with that.
I'm happy it wasn't me that lost to Bauman.
He did state that he has essentially giving up in this league because of that loss.
As he should.
And someone else dropped Tim Tebow. So he has to rename his team now.
Yeah, I think so.
Or maybe he did already. Last time I checked. No, he had. It's still that. I don't know why we're talking about this. No one knows really what the hey we're talking about. It's 9:25.
In the PM.
Yes. PM. No more S.
If you're listening to this and it's 9:25 in the AM, that's just a crazy coincidence.
You got some problems. Maybe we would have problems too. Because it's not supposed to be on, and then we'd be here at the wrong time.
Or maybe we'd be like in Australia or something. That's
is it 9 a.m. in Australia?
I don't know. I think it's Australia's close to the opposite side from here.
But if you were going to dig down straight here,
I think we come out in water.
Indian Ocean. That's what it'd be. I was mistaken by Looney Tune cartoons. Where they would dig down and then all of a sudden appear in China.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd all be upside down.
I believe that's how much of society thought per the Looney Tunes.
So Australia is...
And then my tight end's been questionable or probable for like the half the season so far.
Ooh, Auckland Wellington is plus 12, so that's like 18 hours off. Because we're plus 6. No, we're minus 6 and they're plus... So not exactly. You just got learned in time zones, son!
Only if you're in Australia.
G'day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the bobby. That's all I know.
Haunt some crocodiles.
Oh, I also know this is a knife.
Foster's.
Oh, it's Australian for beer. Sometimes when I try to do an English accent, it just circles into an Australian accent.
I
want to talk more during this song.
Dun dun.
This album, I think when we were yammering about it a couple weeks ago during this one, it was in between, we always were more upbeat and quickly to say things out. I think it depends on which song is playing or what album. It dictates how we are.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Should I just keep it on this one then?
Sure.
Yeah! Now, since I said that, now it's just kind of...
Two best actors to come out of Australia. Go.
Paul Hogan. He's Australian.
I think so.
Crocodile Dundee.
He wasn't going to be one of my choices, but...
Then there's...
I'm going to have to accept that.
The guy who played Wolverine in the new X-Men movie.
I also didn't think of him.
Not David Bowie, though. Because he's from Great Britain.
And he didn't play Wolverine.
I bet you he could. He'd be a great Wolverine.
I was going to say Yahoo Sirius.
Oh!
And, Hugo Weaving.
He's Australian?
I think so. He was in a early Yahoo Sirius movie as the villain.
I thought he was British.
I'm completely basing my...
Oh! English-Australian film and stage actor. Would you be half right then?
Sure. He was in the Yahoo Sirius movie, and I don't see how he would be in one without being in Australia.
Was there more than one Yahoo Sirius movie than Young Einstein?
Mr. Accident.
That sounds like a great name.
I think he injects eggs with, like, tobacco or something, and everyone loves it.
It's almost like tobacco.
Yes.
Yahoo Sirius tried to sue the search engine Yahoo for trademark infringement? I wish he would have won that. Oh!
He should have gotten the role of the Joker.
I don't know if he would have done as good as Heath Ledger, but more people would know about him.
Well, and every time he said, "Why so serious?" everyone would crack up.
I couldn't take him seriously, because I saw him once defuse a nuclear bomb with guitar shredding. And once you see that, you realize you just saw the best movie ever made. Charles Darwin was there too. He was. I don't know why I'm getting very upset that you probably knew that, but I was kind of getting upset about it. He was there. Come on, man. Sure, it wasn't called. Oh, there was another movie called Reckless Kelly that he was in.
Oh, I've seen that. I don't remember what it was about, but I've seen it.
It's probably something about Yahoo Sirius doing stuff.
I think it was about beer.
Young Einstein was about beer, too. They splitting the beer at him, making the best beer ever.
I just remember Young Einstein was on Comedy Central like four times a day.
I need to watch that movie again. I probably won't like it as much. Because I'm reminiscing in my head how great it is. Didn't some Germans try to make a pie out of cats? Like little kittens in that movie? And then he saved them.
Maybe. I just remember he got struck by lightning and then rocked.
Oh, he invents rock and roll and uses it to save the world from being destroyed due to misuse of a nuclear reactor under the watchful eye of Charles Darwin. Oh. Such a great movie. It should have won every award ever made. Wow, that was a pretty big... rant about Yahoo Sirius.
Wasn't Mike Tyson in one of the Crocodile Dundee movies? Like the third or fourth one?
That Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles?
Yes.
That one was
bad.
Awful. Didn't they have a cow that was just flying through?
I don't remember. I just remember Mike Tyson being there.
I wouldn't doubt it. Crocodile Dundee. Oh, it's 2001. It's got a 4.6 out of 10. Jonathan Banks is in there. You know who that is? He plays Mike in Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, he was on Parks and Rec. Jonathan Banks is Adam Scott's dad.
Oh, I haven't seen that episode
and
yet.
That was just last night. And it was good. Hopefully I'm not ruining anything.
When is the Breaking Bad episode of Mythbusters?
I do not know.
What's that guy's name? Aaron Scott? Is that his name?
Adam Scott? Or
No,
it plays Jesse Pinkman?
Yeah.
Aaron Paul.
He's going to be on the episode, along with the creator of the series.
Vince Gilligan.
Yes. And I forget what myth they're going to test.
Wasn't the magnet one?
I think so.
Where he says, magnet!
And yes.
And says the B word. I'm just seeing an article about it. They're not really saying when it's going to air.
Hmm.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't feel like they really slowed down production or anything after they accidentally shot that neighborhood with a cannon.
What?
They were testing some sort of cannon myth. And it overshot like the protective back wall and like went through a couple houses and...
They probably wanted to downplay that as much as possible and pay the people.
Well, I mean, there was like... When it happened, like, everyone, like, all the stars of the Mythbusters were, like, tweeting about, oh, this is awful, we're sorry this happened. It's like, we're stopping production until we figure out how this happened. And
okay, this article that says about the myth-busting episode of Breaking Bad was published on November 2nd, 2012. At the end of the article, it says it's being shot this week in San Francisco and it'll air in the spring.
Ah.
Probably because they could have that annoying voiceover guy give away everything and then give little clips of what's going to happen. God, I hate that guy.
Oh, you know what? Interesting fact about Mythbusters is those two main guys.
Don't they hate each other?
Yes, they are not friends.
And they try to stay away from each other as much as possible. I think I read that somewhere.
It was like one of my old roommates had like a season on DVD or something, and listening to the commentary, it's like, yeah, they don't hang out. They
have such contrasting personalities. I think that Adam would annoy the crap out of Jamie, and I think it shows sometimes. But they try to. I think that's why they mainly do their parts individually each other. But that's kind of interesting that happens.
Looking forward to the end of the Men Who Made America series on the History Channel.
Never saw it.
It started like a month ago, maybe up to 2 months ago. But the finale is this weekend.
Men Who Built America?
Men Who Built America.
History.com.
Because it started with like, who's it, like Rockefeller...
Series finale this Sunday.
Carnegie, J.P. Morgan.
Alan Carnegie?
I don't know.
I think that's right.
Edison and Tesla.
That would probably be a good one.
When the AC/DC debate was going on, which one was going to become the way to power America, a prison was saying, hey, Edison, build us an electric chair. Because you want a different way to kill people than hanging. Because that's just, people are saying that's an awful way to kill people. She's like, yeah, we'll design this electric chair, but only if you use DC power. Because they wanted to prove that Tesla's power system, which was DC, was unsafe. So, like, they had this trial electrocution. It didn't kill the guy.
It sounds very familiar.
Well, it killed him, but it took time. It basically cooked him.
Wouldn't the AC do it much faster?
Yes.
But you kind of have to wet some areas. Because I watched The Green Mile.
So Edison and J.P. Morgan, who was backing Edison, financed this whole demonstration of how awful DC power was. Ooh. And it just turned into a thing of, why is Edison torturing the guy?
Ah, Edison... I like Tesla a little bit better. Because he, not only was he played by David Bowie, which I'm bringing up David Bowie the second time again, but he would give power away for free. He wanted to give power away for free.
Yeah. And I think he ended up winning the... when they built the first hydro plant on by Niagara Falls. It was a DC plant.
He won that?
Yeah, he like they were trying to decide who to award it to, either Edison or Tesla. And they ended up awarding it to Tesla.
It doesn't seem like that should be the way to go with that. Seems like it was opposite day for them. But then maybe if it was opposite day, then it'd go back to him. And I don't know. It gets in a whole mess of things. I don't know why I just started talking about opposite
things. Oh, that whole series is pretty interesting in my opinion.
I'm going to have to check that out. I think the last kind of documentary thing I watched was How Booze Built America.
See, I haven't seen that yet.
Narrated by Mike Rowe. And is good. There's only three parts to it, but I flew through it in one couch laying time. Which the couch laying can go anywhere from 15 minutes to maybe 12 hours.
And booze is the reason... kind of the reason Europe survived the Middle Ages.
Because the alcohol killed all the stuff for the water.
Yep.
In the water, so people could still live. It was used as a preservative. Of sorts.
I think we reached a dead end, maybe.
Okay, let's gotta check this one out.
I'm almost done with this stick of candy. I still don't know what flavor it is.
Actually, I'm gonna put two in there. That way I can rock the bathroom.
Mm.
Plus get one of the forced to play ones on there. Yeah.
I mean, with her requests.
Where'd that go? Oh, there it is. Okay. This one's called... Somebody Put Something in My Drink by the Ramones. And this is WRBLP. Let me stop that stuff behind it. Come on.
Take a re-atomics, I think.
Because I can get behind a song called Gun Bullet.
Almost as good as Gun Hand.
That reminds me of something I drew.
Yes.
Is that what you're referencing?
Yes.
Oh, that was the greatest mural ever drawn. Using MS Paint to just make it look like I was a 6-year-old girl drawing some fan art for a friend's comic.
Not to poo on your mural parade, but murals generally go on walls.
Oh, it'll go on a wall. You could actually design it so it would be inside of a dome. This rivals Michelangelo's the creation of Adam. Or is that Da Vinci's? Yes, I'll make a grand statement.
Or is that the creation of man? I think it's the creation of Adam. Image.
Yeah, it's Michelangelo. He didn't have any nunchucks, I could tell you that one. You didn't see that one coming? I thought it was really stupidly obvious.
It should have been.
That's where they got the name of Ninja Turtles, after Renaissance painters.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden there's Splinter.
It's like, oh, because he has a stick. Get it?
Is that it?
I don't know. So I'm trying to think of other names of Ninja Turtle characters now that taken from stuff, but there's like...
Casey Jones!
Genghis Frog.
Oh, that was awful. Hey, Casey Jones, he's a pretty nice psychopath. Not the movie version. Actually, the movie version's kind of alright.
Yeah, that
The cartoons makes him more like a psychopath. Is that closer to the comic? Just wearing the Jason mask all the time?
See, I only mostly read the comic based off the Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh, then...
I don't know if any of the original comics that I read had Casey Jones in it.
I thought Casey Jones was pretty neat. Even though I don't know if... Baxter Stockwell, ugh. He's an insect guy.
I still have a Baxter Stockman. Stockman?
Maybe I'm thinking Dean Stockwell. The character actor. The guy who was in charge of Ziggy on Quantum Leap.
A Cylon. Spoilers.
Anything over a year, you don't have to put a spoiler on.
And really, I should put the spoilers before I reveal a fact.
Darth Vader is Luke's father. Spoilers!
He's also in Blue Velvet.
Darth Vader is?
No, Dean Stockwell.
Is that the David Lynch movie?
Yes.
With my good friend Dennis Hopper?
Yes.
Dennis Hopper is a great guy.
Everybody's good friend Dennis Hopper. He loves his Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I never saw that movie.
You should watch it.
Right now?
At some point in the future.
I could probably boot it up on Netflix. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. It might be.
Ooh, cherries.
It's one of those movies where you're like, yeah, this is a Lynch movie.
I like the part in Mulholland Drive where that monster just appears out of the back of the dumpster.
Yes.
And then they fall down. It doesn't make any sense. The whole movie doesn't make any sense. I think it's like a dream sequence, maybe out of order.
Every once in a while, I'll start confusing Lynch with Cronenberg.
It's about the same.
Cronenberg stuff is a little more...
Oh, there's...
I'm going to say goopy, even though goopy is not the right word.
Bloody-ish?
No, like, that thing looks weird and is undulating in a weird manner, and... It has more weird living things, I'll say.
Oh, is that the thing? Or is that... No, is that something?
No, the thing was... that guy that does all...
John Carpenter.
Yes.
One-hit hack with Escape from New York.
Big Trouble in Little China. Thing.
A two-hit hack. Big Trouble in Little China is taking all the cake.
He wrote the theme song to that, too.
Didn't he perform it?
Yes.
He does that for a lot of his movies. But Escape from Los Angeles, I think they have him surfing.
Yeah, he surfs to catch up to a convertible, I believe.
No, the thing about that movie is pretty good. So we got like 9 minutes left.
Oh.
That kind of flew by. I think the caffeine helped. Oh, you got the red as well?
Yeah, I upgraded to non-diet soda.
So you can, not only with the caffeine high, you'll get the sugar rush.
Well, along with the candy I'm eating too.
Yeah,
so.
You had a lot of sugar.
Really, the only candy I've had is, well, I ate like half that cookie. And
I'd want some cookie, but I don't know about it.
There's an edge around it, and the edge is the worst part of the cookie. The middle is soft and chewy.
I think it's poisoned, just like the little root beer candy.
It could be. I wasn't the first person to handle that cookie, so it could be poisoned.
Probably poisoned with boysenberry.
Because it rhymes, it has to be poison.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, sir. Sir? Yes. I think this caffeine is getting to me.
I could probably cross on. I don't think I've played this one. I don't know why I'm doing this during this.
I don't know either.
I'm using my massive pen to write things off.
And not for killing, as many would.
That's a massive pen. I did take a picture and put it on my MySpace page. If you want to look at it? MySpace. The wonderful, wonderful place. It's like America's ghetto. No, the internet's ghetto. It's something's something. I don't know if I could say that.
Something, something, something.
Something, something, something. Down at the Something Arena. Things are gonna happen that I have no control over.
That thing's starting to freak me out a little bit.
The patron saint up there?
Yes.
Staring at you? Or the eyes follow you? Yeah, the eyes.
Yeah, they do. They. Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on. I think we did our share of talking.
Possibly. It's only like another 6 minutes.
Is that what they meant? They're more talking, just play 5 songs, and the rest of the time just keep yammering?
I think so.
Well, maybe next week we can put more of a balance.
Or maybe, you know, just maybe come up with a talking point or two beforehand.
Or see how long we can scream before our voices go out. I say
it's the most annoying noise in the world.
I'm not sure if you were going to do a noise.
No, I was going to just let you handle that.
That's a good way to do it. Just prompt me for something, and I'll just go right ahead.
Dance a jig!
I don't know how to dance a jig.
No.
But I'll chair dance a jig. I don't know if this is a jig.
I don't think it is.
I think in the last Boy Scout, Bruce Willis dances a jig near the end of the movie. He said he'll dance a jig if something happens, and I think he shoots someone and just starts dancing up in some place.
I just got to write myself a note here to remind myself about something.
Download or watch The Last Boy Scout?
No. Semi-Bruce Willis related, but I have to remember to do that once we're done here.
Die Hard 4.
Die Hard with my son?
Is that it?
I think so.
Oh, it was Justin Long. That's not his son.
Wait.
The next movie's supposed to be with his daughter.
Oh.
Or maybe that was with his daughter.
I haven't seen any Die Hard movies since Samuel L. Jackson was in one.
Oh, that one was good. Die Hard with a Vengeance? That made up for two. Two was, The third one had Hans Gruber's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Played by not Michael Ironside, but Jeremy Iron. I knew that Iron was in there. First one had Severus Snape in it. I can't think of his name. But the guy who played Professor
Snape.
He
was in the first one?
Yeah, he was Hans Gruber.
Holy crap, he was.
That was the first movie he was ever in, I believe.
I can't think of his name now either. All I can think is Surfer Snape.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. The Metatron.
He has no downtown. He shows it off. And drinks tequila and spits it up. Just making references to Dogma. 4 minutes. This is getting.
So that was probably one of Alanis Morissette's first acting jobs. No, it wasn't. Forget things sometimes, and I make a statement, and I feel dumb. She was on You Can't Do That in Television. Can't Do That on Television.
She wasn't Moose. They had a character on there named Moose.
Was he any relation to Donkey Lips? From,
no, it was a girl.
Oh. Was she any relation to Donkey Lips from Camp something?
Salute Your Shorts.
Salute Your Shorts.
It was Camp Anawana. Jeez. I'm not even looking this up on the internet, and it's just coming out.
Counselor Ugg.
Is his last name Lee?
Or his first name. I don't know.
Ugg Lee?
Yes. Because, yeah, it was Donkey
Budnick?
Lips on there, and, Bobby Budnick went on to be in Rilo Kiley.
I thought he was in Terminator 2 first.
Maybe. Yes. But he was also in Rilo Kiley. Oh. Or is in Rilo Kiley. I don't know if they still exist anymore.
Interesting.
In Rilo Kiley with the girl from The Wizard.
Wow! I don't know how to...
Jenny Lewis, that's her name.
I don't know how to comprehend that.
She also went on to release a solo album or two.
Please say, is anything about Nintendo?
It's not. It's kind of folky.
Or an hour and a half promotion for Super Mario Bros. 3?
If you saw it in the theater, you got a little mini Nintendo power.
You did?
I did.
I thought I... No, I didn't. Well, maybe I did. But I didn't get the Nintendo Power. I cursed my parents! I wish I would have seen UHF in the theaters. That would have been worth it.
How old would you have been? Is that late 80s?
Oh, yeah, 85-ish?
Wait, no.
I want to say 80, 89?
Probably still too young.
Yeah, 89!
Still, I think that'd still be too young to catch most of the stuff, most of the funny. Not that it wouldn't be funny.
10 years old?
Not that it wouldn't be funny, but...
I was at the 10.
But you'd catch
a whole
different array of jokes than we would nowadays.
I think he made that obvious stuff for kids and then some subtler stuff for the parents so they could deal with it.
Like a lot of cartoons nowadays.
Yeah, those are great. But I guess we're going to have to wrap her up! Because it's the end!
The end of the show.
It's like 30 seconds left.
No.
You say no?
No, no, it's longer than that! It's not ending until I say it's done.
That was my scared voice. No. Like, oh no, please, something... Or other. Help! Help! What? Help!
That's my scared voice.
Help! Okay, you are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. It has come to the point where I have to look up there to remember what the station... call letters are, because brain's going to dead. Okay, that's about it. That's all we're gonna have. Okay.
Goodbye.
Let's just keep doing this. Is that the right time?
You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3.
Okay, we're done.
Free people, free radio.
WNRBLP was so PFM Tony Yuping Sutojo Yuping.
the sun was shining, I was laying.